Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back. It's a great pleasure to say we're joined by an old friend who has moved on from the heavy labors he engaged in for many years.
I have escaped, Frank, from the confines of Washington.
This microphone's being hijacked, folks. Hang in there. He has left the Capitol grind, and he has now taken up a new burden at the Heartland. In fact, the Heartland Institute is its name. He is former Congressman Tim Kuhlskamp, a great leader, a great conservative, and we're catching up with him on the margins of the Conservative Political Action Conference, where this program is being recorded. It's great to have you with us. Thank you, Tim, for joining us. And tell us a little bit about the Heartland Institute. I think probably most of our audience is aware of it, but it's good to refresh.
Absolutely. You can check us out at heartland.org. We're a 34-year-old think tank, just happens to be based in Chicago. But our principal focus is promoting freedom solutions and principles of free markets to solve social and economic problems. And what that means is we actually operate, Frank, in nearly every state of the union. We also operate here and work in Washington. We also do international work on climate change issues, taking on the Al Gore left on that. So we're a 50-plus-1 proposition. So, but as we sit here today, Congress is out of session, thank goodness.
Indeed.
But 43...
The public's a little safer.
Well, 43 legislatures are in session, so somebody's got to be there fighting for freedom and free markets, and we're doing that. So we're well-known in state after state of being the think tank on the ground helping defend freedoms.
Bless your heart. Well, defend freedom is what we're all about here, too. We do different parts of it, more or less, than you do. But there is an important Venn diagram overlap, which I want to discuss with you. Most immediately, Chicago, of course, has gained considerable notoriety, as I don't need to tell you, for being an unsafe place. Gun violence is very high, despite having some of the most stringent gun controls in the country. This is now in sharp relief, as you know so well, because of the mass murder down in Florida last week. Tim, talk us through your thoughts on this gun control stuff, and especially if you can tie it into the education piece of what you all do at Heartland, and whether, you know, we've got to do something consistent with our Constitution to save these schools from these kinds of predations.
Well, I was just on an interview just a few minutes ago taking calls from around the country, and but the lack of education and understanding of the Second Amendment or any parts of the Constitution, you know, it's not shocking. It's just the way it is. Folks call in and say, well, you can't have a gun unless you're a member of the National Guard. I mean, the left has dreamt that up. They're misusing every crisis they can, which is shameful. But after 20 years of elective office, this is exactly the wrong thing with so many people in politics, so many of the left. They will misuse the crisis and the pain of mass murder.
The mayor of your city has and raised
Chicago
that to an art form.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, that's great. If you want more government, more control, less Second Amendment rights, go to Chicago. How's that working out for you? But at the end of the day, it's a tragedy. But it's a tragedy that starts, I think, in our schools, the teachers' unions promoting their leftist agenda, instilling that in kids. They grow up, and unless they learn otherwise, you know, my kids in private school still getting a weekly reader that claims the world will end in a ball of fire in, you know, a decade or two, which is obviously not true, and the scientists don't believe that, but they're still preaching that in the schools. So, I mean, the big answer to
sets aside the possibility of divine punishment.
Well,
the
left believes
doing
that is never
that's
possible.
Not what
the
they're
left
talking about.
No, that is definitely not. They are not talking about that. But to get to the heart of it, whether you're in Florida, whether you're in Chicago, or 48 other states in the nation, parents should have a choice to send their kids where they feel safe, where they're learning the values and principles of our Constitution. And we've had an initiative at the Heartland Institute for years to promote constitutional principles and education in our schools. You know, half the states actually have a requirement now that you teach civics in the schools. Question is, what are they teaching them?
Right.
At least they're talking about the Constitution and have to read, hopefully, the actual document. That's a fascinating read. It's something you should be proud of, but you should understand that. So on the issue of the Second Amendment, clearly a lot of misunderstanding that's been dictated by poor education choices for years.
Let me ask you about this, because we talked the other day with Larry Arn, who is also, as you know, Hillsdale College, doing great work on teaching on the Constitution. He made a comment that reminded me of one that I heard a former colleague of yours, Jim DeMint, saying, and that was the effect. He had a visual aid of a little pocket Constitution. He said, this document doesn't exist anymore. What exists now is just a whole series of court rulings that have mutated it beyond recognition.
Yes.
Where do you come down on that? Do we have a living constitution, as the left would have it be, or,
well, if
or
the left
a dead
had their way, it would be a dead constitution. That's really where they're at. But yeah, you got to understand that, and it can be complicated if you lose sight of the principles. But here's the principle, Frank. Just think about this, and I know you get it, but your listeners, don't forget the men who wrote that constitution. You know, there wasn't any women in that room because of the times.
Dead white men. Yes.
It was dead white men. But here's their understanding. They understood that power is corrupted, that government is not the answer, but they knew they needed government solution in the case of a federal government. But they understood it needed to be
particularly
contained.
Particularly for the national defense.
Absolutely. That
Which
was
one
the,
of the things I wish Heartland were doing more on.
But they understood that these were the same guys that were going to be the future president. And what they said was, we have to restrict our power.
Right.
But we have to make certain we can defend our country, and everything else needs to be contained.
Your work in this space is tremendously appreciated. Let me come back to the ball of fire. What the left is, of course, warning of is that we're all going to burn up because of the overheating of the planet, the global climate change, they sometimes call it, but they mean now, as opposed to a couple of decades ago when it was going to freeze, now they mean that it's going to overheat. One of the implications of all of that, as you know so well, and I know it's a focus of your efforts at Heartland Institute, is to curb the use of fossil fuels so as to prevent greenhouse gas emissions. In the process, they would dismantle our most resilient sources of energy and, I believe, put us at grave risk of future problems like, for example, the taking down of our electric grid. Talk a little bit about your thoughts on climate change, energy security, grid security.
It's probably been three or four decades now they've been dead wrong. I mean, the latest global warming period happens to coincide with them being wrong for 40 years of predictions. I mean, it's gotten so bad. I don't know if you saw the story where when there's snowballs on beaches in North Carolina, they explain that by saying a brand new concept called a warming hole. Now, it doesn't make any sense to me, and probably doesn't make any sense to your listeners, because it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. They just make it up. But what we've seen, particularly in this administration, is energy security is necessary for freedom. That we have tremendous energy resources, and the left has tried to make us insecure by taking away those resources, particularly by the war on fossil fuels, particularly the war on coal. That has reversed completely under this administration. It's why one reason why Trump won the election, won the states that he did in part, but it's a message that it takes on the left at its heart. They want to take away our security and our freedom by taking away our sources of energy, and that is, here's the word, that is cruel. That is wrong, to drive up energy prices for poor people just because you want to control them. You know, and thinking worldwide.
But that fits the larger pattern
it
of
does.
Their attitude towards people, period.
Is attitude not only in America,
control.
But around the world. You know, over a billion people still use open fires to heat themselves. And what the left and Al Gore have been saying, and Michael Bloomberg, they don't have to worry about that. They're saying, you know what, you don't need electricity. You don't need electricity in the ghettos or in the poor places around the country. So, I mean, and around the world. So it's, Donald Trump is right. It's just not about energy, moving from energy dependence to energy independence. It's moving to energy dominance by promoting energy access around the world. Using our tremendous resources, we are actually freeing up millions of people, perhaps billions of people that are not under the control of dictators that are controlling energy choices. So Venezuela, too bad. Russia, too bad. Ukraine,
I'd
you might have
Saudi Arabia.
Oh,
too
absolutely.
Bad.
You know, these are folks that they had been misusing their energy resources to control that. So America can be a beacon of freedom and opportunity and peace by promoting energy freedom here at home. It is a tremendous
From
message.
Your lips to God's ears, and the work of the Heartland Institute in doing all of that is tremendously appreciated. Thanks for your leadership, both in Congress and now at Heartland. Thanks, Tim Holzkamper. Come back to us soon.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.